Wait a minute. Here we go. It is recording. This is the select board meeting of July 9th, 2026. And the time is 5:30 in the evening. So Rick's going to be the chair of the meeting, and I'm taking notes, and Hannah's not here.
Okay, so approve minutes. The June 4th meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Okay. I'll second that. And if we don't need any discussion.
No, I read them. I think they're fine. I didn't see anything.
I can't help you because I wasn't here. So, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And negative, no? Okay. Appears by local citizens. It's your opportunity to tell us what's on your mind. We can't take any action on it, but you can tell us. Not hearing it. Hello? Got a new customer.
Oh, hi. And you are?
Lindsay White, standing in for Ellen Fox.
Oh, okay. All right. Next up on the agenda is Jason Willis, Fire Warden Rules.
So, have you seen this new act, 162?
I have. I've read it. Looks like fun.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing to me.
Yep.
So, for people that don't know, the state just passed a new act, 162, which limits gets rid of the town's fire wardens and makes the fire chiefs now the fire warden of the town. I have not talked to Mike Boomer yet, so I'm not sure if he's aware of this. I'm assuming he is. But I want to talk to you guys first. So I'm the fire warden now. I plan on putting two deputies in. One would be Steve Roberts Jr. Percy. I'll forward that to the state. Unless you guys have any questions or concerns or anything.
Does the fire warden have to be part of the fire department?
The deputies do not have to be.
Okay.
But in our experience in the past, there has been a lot of communication between the warden and the fire department. We were never notified of any permits in town. With going forward, I think it's a good idea that it is in the fire department now. So I'd like to keep it in the fire department with the deputies. That way we all have an open communication of who's giving out permits. We have to keep track of permits. We have to notify dispatch permits, you know, all this. And between the three of us in the department, we'll be able to kind of notify each other, keep track.
So the deputies have to be members of the fire department.
Deputies do not have to be.
But he wants them to be.
No, but they can be. I mean, I'd like them to be.
And he wants them to be.
It just makes more sense.
Because from what I understood, the deputy can issue the permit.
Yeah.
But a deputy has to be a resident of the town.
Yeah.
To do that. Okay. So the other question, I need just to jump in, was that the record keeping for that all has to be detailed. I don't know what kind of record keeping. They said if you were to attend a fire that is on federal lands or state lands or something like that, that the detail is unbelievable to get reimbursed back from the state. Okay, so I just wanted to know if you're aware of that.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of all that. Read it all. It's challenging, but I think with inside the department, it's going to be better.
Okay.
Better off. Better.
So you'll let us or the town know who the wardens are, so when someone needs a burn permit.
Yes. Yeah. As soon as I, talk to you guys. As far as right now, it's going to be myself, and then Larry Percy, and Steve Roberts Jr. as the deputies.
Okay.
So going forward, I will send an email to Hannah too, so it's on record of that fact with their phone numbers, email addresses, all that stuff, so she can put it out I'll put it out also. I'll send it to the state. And we'll go from there. We'll make sure we have a detailed recording of everything going forward. Because like I said, I've been on for 12 years and we've never heard about permits issued in the town.
And it was hard to get a hold of him.
Yes. I would actually, the last 5 years, I've gotten more phone calls of asking permission for the burn than should have been. So.
Okay.
Jason, I got a question.
Yep.
On burn permits, is there variations of how they're issued? Because some people might have a fire pit in their backyard where they just burn wood and sit around campfire.
Yep.
Others might have a burn barrel. Somebody might stack up a whole bunch of wood and make a bonfire. So how do we...
So the campfire, it's a diameter, and then you can go on A&R website in Vermont and get all the detailed. Campfires do not need a permit. Anything bigger than campfire needs a permit.
It's 3 foot.
Yeah.
You can't have a diameter of a fire more than 3 feet without a permit.
Yep. From what we're seeing also is no burning at night, like bonfires or unpermitted, you know, no permitted burns at night, no bonfires at night. So it's going to...
And that's specifications on how far fire has to be from the woods.
There is a ton.
Combustion.
I have to print off the guidelines because they don't even... This whole thing was sprung upon us on July 1st that now we are in charge. They didn't give us any warning. We have no information of any books, any permits to give, like handout. We have no information, and they're acting like they talk to people. They talk to the Vermont Firefighters Association, which frankly doesn't really represent us up here very well.
More railroad ties piled up.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of fires people have are actually illegal.
I would assume that as long as it's contained into a
fire ring
or whatever.
Yep, campfires or there's no, you can't burn 2x4s, you can't burn any construction material. That's got to go through all through A&R. It's,
and who's going to go around inspecting that?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Well, there's a lot of towns that are refusing. The fire departments and the town select boards are refusing to hand out permits. They're telling them to contact the state.
But if I understand you correctly, you don't need a permit to burn in your backyard in a ring.
In a ring.
You do not.
So I can burn a 2x4 in that?
Yes, you can.
It's in natural form.
If somebody's trying to burn, you know, building a house and trying to burn material, we get called. We have to put it up the ladder to A&R. And
Is there penalties?
There can be.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm still investigating all this. This was dumped and.
I wonder if this associates all towns or just new here.
No, it's all towns.
It's all towns.
Yeah, the governor signed the legislation.
Do we cover any other towns?
Okay. Just for mutual aid, right?
I don't want to mean, like Newport covers part of Coventry.
Yeah.
Orleans covers part of Coventry. We don't do that. Okay.
We're our own.
Okay.
Because Coventry was in that. What are they going to do? Pedro staying as deputy, and he'll notify the two chiefs.
Okay. So he's staying on as the fire warden down there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, if you guys are good with that plan, that's how we're going to move forward.
I'm good with it. You good with it?
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. It's state law.
I understand that.
This is the plan wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got two responsible deputies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
If you have any questions, let me know.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
You're welcome.
Next up, the stand in for Ellen Fox.
So, Lindsay White, I'm the director of the Missisquoi River Basin Association. Ellen managed to double book herself tonight, so I'm a little bit last minute stand-in. I just really wanted to come before you guys today to say thank you so much for the support to remove Sleeper Pond Dam. We really appreciate all the support you guys gave, especially Mike with that finding the water line. You know, like that was a bigger project than we even anticipated. But we're happy to say that it is officially closed out as a project. What that means is that all the permits have been closed. The state signed off on it. So it doesn't mean that we won't still be around. We're still monitoring the temperature in the stream. We have one below where the dam used to be and up by the railroad bridge. We'll still be monitoring wildlife moving through. We'll still obviously be monitoring the sediment as that channel settles in. We planted about 600 young trees. We'll be watching those. So we'll be out there over the next couple of years, making sure that we get at least a 70% survival rate on those. We want to make sure those banks are vegetated and holding that sediment in place as we anticipated. We were able to connect with students to do that planting, which is always a real big success for our public plantings. We had elementary students and high school students come up, so that was great outreach as well. Sorry, I'm checking out silence at me, so make sure to hit all the things I said to do. I do have the documents in this folder, all the permits and the access and stuff that'll be on file here. I don't know if you guys want me to give this to you or hold on to it. We are going to have the as-built plans, so not, you know, the actual official of where everything happened, in large format. We don't have that yet. Our engineering firm is going to provide that to us. If I can hang on to this and put it all in one or get it to Hannah at some point, what do you guys?
Well, I would say that at some point, Hannah, it should be in the office.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you want to put it all together and bring it in to give it to Hannah, okay. That'd be fine.
Yeah. So we'll wait till we get that large format. That's the only thing we're missing from our packet. And then if there's anything in the future, you guys will know exactly where it is. You'll be able to find it.
I also was aware of the flooding that we had, that it handled it.
Yeah.
It didn't wipe it all out.
I know. I was a little nervous about those baby trees, but even they held up to it. So it must have, you know, I saw some pictures. I wasn't able to get over here, but it seemed like it rose fairly slowly without a lot of velocity.
It looked like a pond for a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think some of the neighbors were excited about having a pond back.
What kind of trees did you plant?
We planted a lot of willows because we know they'll do well.
Suck
in,
up
in
water,
the region.
Yeah.
What else did we plant? You can see the red osier dogwoods. They're the ones with the red stems that are fairly tall. They'll also do really well. And then, there are a couple more species, and I'm not thinking.
That's okay. I just was curious.
Yeah. I should have had that written down. We would love to put some signage in the park about the project. I don't know if you guys are interested in that. If so, we can mock up some things about like what it used to look like. We probably have a before and after picture, a little bit of information about it. It's not something that we're stuck on, but if it's something you guys are interested in, like I said, we'd mock something up and get it to you guys for approval. And
we don't have a bulletin board down there, or we'd have to kind of.
Yeah, what we've done in the past at projects is just put a 4x4 post in with a metal sign on it. So we always make sure they're pretty and it's like passive education.
Somewhere down in.
Yeah, probably close to that bank down into where the impoundment was.
Sure.
So we'll put some of that together. Also some signage about no dumping. You know, it's like you get to make sure that people are respecting the new spot. So we'll get you guys this is what we propose, and you guys can approve or disapprove. And then we are going to do a celebration on Friday. It's an F word. July 24th, so just over in the park, and we'll have burgers and dogs and invite folks to come and converse. We'll have some of the information that we collected during the project. We'll have copies of the historic research that was done and copies of the plans and pictures. If folks want to come and mingle, we'd love to have you guys come and also help spread the word that we're doing that. It's just going to be kind of open house style from 5 to 7. We've got flyers if anyone wants any. That's kind of going to be our, like, semi. Did I say the wrong date?
July 24th.
Okay. Friday, July 24th, the end of the month.
Excellent.
Just sort of a kind of wrapping it up as far as the very, like, public spot. Like I said, we'll still be around, and we're always on call if there's anything wrong with the project. But we're really happy to have accomplished this. It was one of the largest projects we've undertaken, and it went really smoothly, so. Thank you, guys.
Good. And it looks pretty good down there.
Thank you for doing that.
It was fun for us. Any questions?
Would you thank Ellen for us?
Yeah, for sure. I certainly will. Yeah, and we'll get those as-built plans, and then I'll make sure Hannah gets this so they're on the file.
Great. Sounds great. Thanks for coming. Okay, moving right along. Appearance by the Cemetery Committee to discuss cemetery road maintenance.
We are here. we go up to the cemeteries quite often to check on things, because obviously we were waiting for the Round Hill fence to put the new fence in the Route 100 cemetery here. It's finally installed. I think it was done about a week ago, maybe.
I saw him there doing it.
It's really nice. Mm-hmm. It really dresses things up. It's going to keep the intruders out, we hope. At some point in time, I think we'll have to look at somewhere along the sides if we can close some things up. But that's not the future. But what we noticed is, as we drive through the cemeteries, is that after all this rain we've had some washouts and some low spots. It's almost like potholes in the roads, both on Lake Road and in the Newport Center Cemetery. So we're looking to see if we can get some gravel to fill those in, to get those roads.
But we noticed there's a pile of gravel in the Newport Center Cemetery in the back left corner. And I thought, geez, you know, you could just take that and fill in the holes and that would solve that problem. Because there's grass in the middle, you know. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was the railroad ties are pretty bad over there. And we're working to get donations from the railroad of old ties, because all we want to do is prevent people from driving on the stones and the graves. Yeah,
it's pretty rowdy. When you drive in the back, we drove in this morning and we went to the back of the cemetery on the Route 100, and all the ties are pretty chewed up and weather-beaten, and over the years, it looks like people have driven on them. So if we can somehow uniformly make that a better road space where they don't drive into the grave sites and
We're working on it.
So that's another issue.
And the tree down.
Yeah, if you had any recommendations for that, railroad ties is one thing, and if we can get them for
nothing,
virtually nothing, that would be great. I'm not sure who our contact person is for that. The other thing we noticed is that in the Lake Road Cemetery, after the last storms we had, apparently some trees in the back of the cemetery have come down onto the split rail fence that need to be taken down.
Two trees.
So I'm not sure if our guys in town here can do that maintenance piece, or do we hire out John's Tree Service to
the cutting of the trees?
Yeah,
they're right over the fence.
They're
not big.
They're not very big. Probably yay wide. But they're leaning right in
Did you check with Jay Knight? He mows it, right?
Yep.
You check with him and see if he can take care of it. He does a lot of extra stuff.
He does.
Yeah.
So I will get a hold of Jay.
Yep.
And we're also putting a stone in a new sign on the right cemetery, because the old one is pretty bad. And this one will be granite, right close to the road, up high, because it's quite a bank when you go around the corner. Yeah. And it will need no maintenance, and it'll be great.
Wow.
I don't know how many people drive out to the far end of the Collins Mill Road, but sometimes you just bypass that cemetery. So what we did this early spring is that we put some split rail fence up to kind of like define that little piece of property, with that stone going into the middle piece on the higher end of the ground, it would define that cemetery.
It's looking good over there, and people do go to that cemetery.
Good.
So the cemeteries are looking really good. Yeah, we have new stones and signs and fence. And
with our budget, we're repairing stones and cleaning stones, and right on top of it.
Great. Have they talked to you about any of the road stuff?
Historically, we've always supplied gravel. We'll dump a load, and historically, you've always had somebody do it. Our equipment's a little large for them little narrow roads. We'll do more damage than good.
So when I talk to Jay,
I have historically talked with Jay, and whenever he told me he needed gravel, I'd bring a load over and dump it.
I think the Lake Road might be a small pile of stones. foot into the roadway, and then he's got a smaller, which I think he might have a small bobcat or something that he can drive around.
Did you drop the gravel over there in the Newport Center Cemetery?
I don't recall. Bob Hilliker used to come and grab it from us. We've always supplied gravel. But it was always my understanding you have a budget to maintain them, so we don't go above and beyond because we have gravel, but we actually have plenty to do without worrying about cemetery work. And not that we wouldn't if we were asked to, but it was always my impression you have a budget just like I have a budget. And
do you have enough gravel to take care of what you need done?
With that pile,
Okay.
Bob probably brought that there at some point. Bob used to come get it when he was involved. I don't know if he still is or not, but
we'll go see Bob.
And if you need some, just holler. We'll bring you a load. But
Jay's got the dump truck. He's got the, you know, bobcat or whatever, skidder, front end loader or whatever. He can move stuff around.
Perfect. That's it for us. I mean, we're feeling pretty good about everything.
I've seen the cemetery there on 100. It looks good. Good.
Excellent. You guys are doing a great job.
Are you done with my posts that I put in over there?
You can take those out, yes. Okay. Yeah, we drilled them today and I'm real
They actually come at a cost, too. Them little stubs are like $80.
There you go.
Nothing's cheap.
All right. Thank you.
Moving right along, to consider the quote from All Earth Renewables to repair solar panels.
What Hannah wrote here on her notes is there is no solar panel repair budget. We didn't put anything in it. The solar panel budget is only enough to cover the maintenance agreement. The money to cover that bill would have to come from elsewhere. So, and it's, I believe, the estimate for the solar panels.
Yep.
You got it? Right here. I got it.
Here it is.
Was $5,453.28. There are two ring gear differentials or whatever you want to call it that cause the trackers to rotate.
Up and rotate.
And two of them, I guess, are stripped. And they... the estimate or quote here, two ring gears each of $1,226 for 2,400, and then travel hours, 8 hours at $75 an hour, $600, and then the labor hours to redo the repairs on two ring gears, 16 hours at $150 an hour for 2,400 for $5,453.28. Which we have to sit down and find out if
where we're going to get the money for that.
Right.
So and that's two people doing the job. It's not just one person. I believe it's two people.
Well, I don't say how many. It could be a four.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose it could be, but
you know, it's just
travel time to before.
It just and it got two ring gears.
Yeah. So. So yeah, I'm not sure what we want to do with that. Table it for now. And
are you still producing power from that?
Yes.
Whether it's rotating or not?
Right. Yeah. The solar panels, when they are in their broken state, I think they're laying flat now.
Yes.
So they can collect 70% of power.
Yeah, the sun comes up. Yeah. The maximum performance in the solar panel is done at a right angle.
Right.
So as the sun's going up, they'll change and...
And then rotate with it.
And rotate with it. So it's always that I have some panels in, they're fixed, and you can watch them graft out. They'll start out slow, and then as the sun gets to its peak, they come up to maximum, and then as the sun starts to set, they'll taper off. Our panels, if you watch the graph, as soon as there's light enough, comes on, and it just goes straight across and then goes off, you know, drops down. So.
And we can still get into those. I've tried several times, and I can't seem to get into track ours.
The website?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
all earth renewables.
Yeah,
and it's the code is 16.
It's in the your. I always put it in the select board or the select board notes that are in the. If you go to the select board minutes or you know, whatever you want, not minutes but notes.
Notes. Somewhere in there.
I finally talked to an electrician who is going to give me internet to the arsenic plant without nothing other than something. And that'll make your stuff work much better.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Talked to him today. So.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great.
And the water department will pay for it.
Great.
How old are the solar panels?
1639.
I beg your pardon?
How old are the solar panels?
Oh. We just renewed all the panels.
They were
money a couple
10?
Years
10 years, maybe?
More than that, I think. 15? Like
15 years. They were approaching the end. They're guaranteed for 20, I think. Something like that.
20 or 25.
Yeah. And then when we had the ARPA funds money, we had a chance to upgrade all the solar panels. And that started the warranty over again. So they're all brand new. They're all like 2 years old.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to produce, what, a third more?
Yeah, something
a third
like
more electricity. Okay. With the newer panels because they were bigger, better.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that.
When the lifespan is done, who takes care of getting rid of them?
You know,
who said we're going to get rid of them?
Well, if they got a lifespan. I just purchased a property and I got this problem too on it. But you know, they say it's all yours. You take care of disposal. That's through Sunrun.
See,
that's the worst people I've ever dealt.
Sunrun.
Yeah.
My panels. They said that they would produce 100% power for I think 20 years, mm-hmm. And then at that point it's going to start to diminish. So it's not like they just go bad.
Yeah,
they just
don't produce as much.
You know, another 20 years after that, they might be at 75%, you know, and I'll be dead. So.
Yeah, be somebody else's problem.
I kind of look at it that way, but.
Yeah.
But it's just the way they wrote the contract. I don't know.
So we.
Well, Sunrun don't want nothing to do with Vermont anymore. They're not in Vermont anymore.
Hall Earth?
No, Sunrun.
Oh, Sunrun.
Yeah, they have nothing to do with solar panels on mine.
Huh.
No, they're still collecting rent on mine.
They'll still collect. Oh, yeah, they wanted me to transfer over. No. The house was a foreclosure. I'm not buying that. Finally, they wrote it off and said, it's all yours. You take care of disposal.
They haven't contacted me, so. Yeah. Anyways, so what are we going to do with the...
So that wasn't part of the warranty, the renewal of the warranty, that wasn't included?
I don't think...
We had, Rick and I talked a little bit about that. I thought this gearbox thing that's failed has been failed for a year.
Yeah,
anyway.
And I almost felt like, and I didn't look up to see when the warranty on those... Trackers.
And I'm pretty sure they deemed it the lack of maintenance because we didn't have a maintenance plan, so nobody was greasing them.
Oh, that's what it was?
I do believe that's what
their
cause of...
Don't we have a contract with them now for maintenance?
But yes,
but this isn't covered under the warranty, so...
That was mine.
Right.
Not that I even pay attention.
Who was supposed to grease it? They expected the town to take care of them?
I guess so. I don't know.
Nobody informed me about that. I thought they had like a reservoir, like a differential.
Right.
You know, and it's full of 90 weight gear oil.
Yeah.
And it just went to 100,000 miles and it needed to be replaced, you know.
Needs an oil change.
Don't know. I'll have to find out about this.
Yeah, I talked to the tech over there one day and that was a little bit that I got from him.
That was, what was his name? He sold the company that we bought him from.
Yeah.
Everybody made money on that and then walked away from it.
Rich Nichols?
Rich Nichol.
Rich Nichols?
Yep.
Oh, that's man, that hurt.
Yes.
Yeah. So What are we going to do with this? We're going to try to find the money somewhere, or?
It's a little early in the year to see if we got any leftover funds.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You put Hannah on it?
We can when she comes back.
Yeah.
And the other thing we could do is, you know, we'll schedule this to budget it for next year, and the money will be in the.
Yeah, and then just leave them the way they are until then. I mean, I suppose that we could do that.
Unless you want to lend the town the money.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that, no. All right, so. To review and sign the 2025 audit.
That's this Telling and Hillman PC.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
And they did the financial audit, and it says it needs, and Denise, I think Denise, Hannah. The audit acceptance letter needs to be signed by Steve only, then I will sign on the other line and get it back to them. Those are their highlights of the audit.
Yep.
I was looking for the, say that it wasn't at the, usually it's at the end that there's a, but I didn't see recommendations.
I'm not sure what you were. I don't know.
Moving forward. I think it was just the first paragraph.
Usually we get the booklet after, and it has a bunch of recommendations in it and stuff. So.
It was online, and I did not get a chance to fully read it.
I guess I didn't see, notice that. So.
This paragraph at the front is just what, you know, the information that they took, what we gave them, they put all the tests to it, and we confirmed to the best of our knowledge and belief as of June 1st, 2026, the following representations made to you during your audit. Yeah. And we have fulfilled our responsibilities, and they just,
they obviously didn't come up with any discrepancies that they were letting us know about.
No, I don't see any. They don't. Nope. It just says they're. Guarantees, whether written or oral, under which the town is contingently liable, if any, have been properly recorded or disclosed.
Yep. No knowledge of any allegations of fraud or suspected fraud affecting the town's financial statements communicated by employees, former employees, or regulations or others.
So, yep.
That's a good thing.
I don't see, nothing stands out that, you know, you guys are going to jail or anything.
What do you mean, you guys? Okay, so it calls for your signature, not mine.
So, you're approving? Make a motion.
I'll make a motion. We accept the financial report as written.
Any discussion?
Any?
No?
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Signature. And that goes back to Hannah.
Okay, so now we've got to set the late filed homestead penalty.
Okay, this is where if you miss your filing, that you, the state allows the town to charge anywhere between 0 and 8% interest until or on the late filed homestead declarations.
Yep.
And it has always been in the past 8%. Last year it was 8%, and Hannah writes here she believes that's been the case for many years.
Yes. Yep. I make a motion that we leave it at the 8%.
Discussion.
Discussion. Hearing no discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 8% it is. Next up is the cemetery deed, which I believe is in here that we signed already. So, and now we have road commissioner's report. Mikey Mike.
Well, we did a bunch of grant work, ditching and stoning and resurfacing on the Bonin and Bergeron Road. Still got to submit the paperwork. That should be this week. We've done a bunch of resurfacing all over on that side of town. A little bit over there on Shabbat Farm Road, Rushy Road, Kittredge Road, some on Collins Mill Road, like a lot. We had the flood there a couple, 3 weeks ago. We put like 65 loads out for the flood. 50 of them were for Pawgany Hill. 17 of them weren't gravel, they were stone that we put in the bottom. And
these are 10 wheeler loads?
Yeah, we didn't hire no truck. We hired a bulldozer from Pepin and an excavator for a little cleanup on it, but which is expensive. The roadside mower, they were.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
They supposedly got the part in, but I'm going to put it in tomorrow morning and I hope it works. It's in Swanton at the Massey Ferguson dealer.
They're going to put it in?
Yeah.
Oh.
And hope it works. That's what they told me on the phone today.
And hope it works. Okay.
So they didn't know?
Well, they supposedly, of course, I got it over there as quick as I could. And they ordered a pressure switch. Then the first shipment, it didn't show up. And I talked to them the other day. They were still waiting for it. And today they said they had it. And
they don't know if that was the problem.
That's what they diagnosed it as.
Oh, okay. So some. So next month you may tell us.
You know any other Massey Ferguson dealers? It cost me $750 to get it to this one. Jeez. So it's there ain't a local one.
You have to bring the whole unit down?
I had to hire a truck to truck it over there. We had to push it on the low boy with the loader because it won't move.
Wow.
I've never had not had the roadside mowed by July 4th. The whole time I've been here, it's always been mowed by July 4th. This is the first time.
Is that why it was sitting down the Hubbard Bay?
Yeah, that's where it died.
That's okay. I was wondering.
Yeah, he went over the hill. I messed around over there at the bottom of Ansel, and then it stopped moving.
Didn't run.
It ran, but it won't move.
Would not move.
It, hydraulic, but I know the transmissions are pretty fancy. Hmm. They said they're saying it's a pressure switch. I hope it's a pressure switch because it sounds cheap. Because there's no warranty on it.
Okay.
So.
Thanks, Mike.
We've been using ATG in Lancaster for some service work. The 25 went over there because an air conditioner line chafed on something and blew all his air conditioning, the Freon out. They were really good so far. They like call them up, get me in a day or two, and haven't had to leave a truck there. I left the Western Star, the DEF pump went, and they fixed it that day. Then Ty went over to get it, and they found another issue and still fixed it, but he still came home with it, so.
It sounds like they're treating you good.
They, so far.
Great.
I'm pretty happy with it.
They want your business for new truck?
Well, Charlie Boys has always made me wait a couple weeks
or
more, so far.
Great.
And that's really all I had. I am waiting on some grant agreements for the engineering grant and the Better Back Roads grant for the City Farm Road. Which better come because I ordered the pipe.
State sent me an email saying
the grant Yeah. It was for the grants and aid that I completed.
Yeah.
That was on the Bonin Road in Bergeron.
That's been taken care of?
Yeah, I still got to submit everything with Hannah next week.
Okay.
Just got to invoice it out. And yeah, the work's been done.
Okay.
These roads that washed out, you repaired them. You're looking to recoup some money from that? No?
No. It was isolated. I didn't even hear from V-Trans, which normally I do. They told me they reached out to the town clerks, which I, but unless it's serious, huge damage, it's 65 loads of gravel. Not exactly cheap, but it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I know when I left there that day, came out, that I went through that much water, and I was,
it started raining and
it didn't stop. So
if you'd have stayed a little longer, you'd have been stuck up there. You'd have been able to get out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I couldn't get up there for a while.
As it was, I put it in four-wheel drive and would hope for the best. So, all right. So, water, sewer, solar, recycling?
We fixed another water leak behind Jean's. That his curb stop's right next to the old fire station. Jean's, it was the old. So the curb stop's right there. It's a 3-inch galvanized line servicing it, which runs probably a couple hundred feet at most. If I continue to get leaks there, can I change it? I fixed two within a few feet. It should be his service line, not the town's service line. The curb stop should be further back. But because it's close, we claim it as ours, and it's 3-inch. But I would like to think for a little bit of money, I could replace the whole line and not have any more leaks there. If I'm going to bide my time to see if they keep popping up, but because every time they leak, we got to dig a set of asphalt up and then we have to put it back.
I would fix it.
Okay. I believe there's money.
That would be my thought.
Yeah, I believe there's money for repairs and lines, and I don't think it'll cost me a whole lot.
Okay.
Would you move the curb stop?
I will talk to Dave about it to keep the
pavement.
Peace. Well, yeah. Typically, a run like that wouldn't be a main line. It would be a service line.
But if you dug it all up at once and fixed it all.
Just replace it with a 3/4-inch plastic line.
It's
serving one building.
It was 3-inch because it went to the fire station?
I'm assuming so. Yeah. I have talked with an electrician today. I had him doing some work in the garage, and we got some potential upgrades, and well, the internet is one of them, a couple other little things that will be better. They're pumping the septic tanks tomorrow down to the sewer plant. So that'll be expensive.
Usually is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's all she wrote.
What'd that cost us the last time?
Oh.
Do you remember?
I can tell you closely. I honestly thought he told me he did it for 15 cents a gallon, but he says it was more than that. But yeah, it was probably $15,000, and this time gonna be, he said 30 cents.
Ooh, double that,
21,000.
Mm-hmm.
Give or take, might be a little more. Depends on how much pump truck time we have to rent.
We have the funds in the sewer.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, you don't pump them, the result is not good.
I've been needing to change the control panel on the bridge pump station. Jeans did that for me the other day.
Oh.
After a long wait to get it done, it's done.
Good.
Yeah. We had tape holding it.
Okay.
For a couple years.
Good tape.
Well, we replace it every time we have to get into it.
Okay. Great. Solar? We talked about that.
Kind of talked about it.
Yeah.
Recycling report, there's no meeting this month for July, and their budget stuff just came today. I was looking at it earlier, but I don't have any numbers to report. They did implement a lot of changes for the recycling. It's no longer free. You know, you bring a refrigerator in, you're going to pay $15. Before it was, you can drop them off in nothing.
So. Yep.
I tried to give Charlie an air conditioner in the past, and he's old and don't like that sort of thing, but the new girl, I think she would appreciate one. I believe I've still got ARPA money, but I'm going to buy her an air conditioner.
Oh, okay.
It's a sweat box over there these days.
She had a fan blowing right on her the other day. Yeah, he was sweltering in there.
It'll come out of my budget somewhere. I had $10,000 in ARPA money. I have not spent it all.
Just for their little office there?
Yeah, just a little one for the one that shouldn't take much.
Sticks in a window?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Charlie, turn the heat off? I know, electric heat's on. He stopped the other day. He said he was slowly backing out.
I've seen her there by herself. So.
Yeah.
So. I went down the other day and he wasn't there.
And I don't know how to do this, but I did talk to Charlie. Your WCAX has this super senior stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I sent WCAX an email because I couldn't get a hold of anybody.
Yeah.
Under the super senior thing, explaining Charlie and his age, and I never heard a thing back.
Nothing. Oh, really? Huh. Yeah, so he'd be a good one for that.
I thought it would be. So, but I don't know if they're even doing that anymore.
Oh, yeah. Every Thursday.
They still do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You guys have an in with that?
No.
Oh.
He'd be pretty comical.
All he said to me was, if you think I'm dressing up, you're another thing. Just like that.
Oh, he's so witty.
Should have gone down to the band there and there last night. You could have had Darren Perrin and had your in.
Right.
It's not Dan that does it.
Darren. No, I know it's. But he was down there in the waterfront.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So. Anyways.
So I'll try again on that. So
that's it.
That's it. Recycling is, I think, I'll have more to report on the stability. I know last month the minutes reflected how much we were in the hole.
Well, I saw on the news in the other district, Chittenden County District or whatever, they're raising their rates all up too.
Is there going to be signage up there for people bringing stuff that know that they have to pay?
Yes. Okay. There's supposed to be new signage. The attendants are supposed to know just what, you know.
All right, sheriff's report. Well, 35.75 hours was patrolled. We had two speeding tickets, 60 and a 50 and 60 and a 35, Route 100 and Vance Hill. Had warnings, following too close. We had five warnings: following too close, speeding, defective equipment, no registrations, two arrests for violations of abuse prevention orders, and a burglary. And they did a DUI up on Gibbs Road. They did a crash on Vance Hill. They did property damage on Vance Hill.
That was our dolphin pole on our Denver Ed lawn.
Oh, it was? No.
Somebody took out a telephone pole?
Yeah, they smacked it hard enough. It stayed up. The lines held it up, but they changed it now.
Yeah, that's good.
She walked around her car a couple times, filling her backpack, and started trucking.
They didn't catch her?
Hono told me they did. Oh. I sent Dan Locke pictures of her.
What, wasn't the one that was on Gibbs Road? The
I don't think so. She went that way.
Well, and they had they collected $277 worth of fines.
So. Great.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
But they did come out that night. At least they hit the pole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I talked to Dan Locke. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We signed orders, bank statements, journal entries. Any unfinished or new business?
I'll make a motion that we approve the bank statement and the orders that were presented to us this evening for signature and the journal entries.
Any further discussion on that? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. No opposed. We're all good. I think they all got signed in here. Did it shut off?
No, a little red light's blinking. I think that means it's still working.
I think it does, yeah. We're good to hear.
When it's recording, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so any unfinished or new business?
I don't have anything. Mike, you have anything?
Care? Do we need an executive session?
No.
I don't think so. I'll make a motion that we adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're done.
We're done. Good.
Yeah. Well, that home.
We're done.
Good. Everything kind of just got shoved back in the folder there. So we'll have to go through it and pick out like the same.